Once, not so long ago, Guinevere had ridden surrounded by armed soldiers and marvelled at her power. Now, she rode surrounded by armed soldiers and marvelled at her smallness. She tried to hold on to both thoughts at once, her power and her smallness, each a comfort in its own way. She was only one girl, after all, in a world full of them. Unfortunately, the armed soldiers around her at this precise moment were enemies of Arthur. Picts, led by their king, Necton, the sorceress Morgana, Arthur's half-sister, and his nephew, Mordred, the betrayer. Guinevere had thought herself triumphant in sealing the city just before they arrived, but they had never been coming for the city. They had been coming for her. It was enough to drive her mad, but she was too tired for it. Guinevere half suspected the reason they had not dismounted and rested for the past 12 hours was to ensure that her nether regions were so painful that she would not try to escape. She had lost feeling in her toes, and her spine ached from sitting as straight as possible so as not to lean back against Mordred. The least they could have done is give her a horse instead of forcing her to ride with him. She had no idea how many leagues they had covered, but it was certainly more than she had ever travelled in a single stretch. Their pace was hurried without being frantic. The Picts were practiced soldiers. They were not going to risk their horses' health, but their horses had been trained to do exactly this. Camelot falling farther and farther behind them as they rode into the night worried Guinevere less than the fact that they were galloping in the opposite direction of her goal. Merlin's cave would take her so much longer to reach now. She had planned on walking straight there, figuring out a way to free him from the Lady of the Lake's trap and demanding answers about who she was, so she could finally know. If she could only know that, everything else would make sense. Would be easier. She was certain of it. She focused on the cave, because that was less painful to think about than Camelot, about how she had left it, about who she had left. The image of Lancelot on her knees, behind the magical barrier they had created to keep armies out, but Lancelot in, lingered in Guinevere's mind like a wound. Guinevere knew what it meant to be denied crucial information, to be manipulated into a course of action without the freedom to decide. And she had done exactly that to Lancelot, not telling her brave knight until it was too late that Lancelot would be inside the city's shield and Guinevere outside it. It had been cruel and unfair, and a betrayal of the trust Lancelot had always given her. So she tried her best to not think about it. Fortunately, between the enemy soldiers and Mordred, and this wretched, endless ride, adding to the already long walk between her and Merlin's cave, she had an abundance of distractions. At last, with dawn stretching pink and terrible across the sky, Mordred called out, "The horses need to rest." It was the first time he had spoken the entire journey. The first time he had spoken since he had arrived at Camelot, begged her not to lose faith in him, and then announced he had successfully kidnapped the queen. Other than his chest at her back and his arms around her holding the reins, their only interaction was when he periodically passed her a canteen to drink from. As soon as Mordred declared the horses needed to rest, word spread along the travelling party. Guinevere estimated there were 200 or 300 soldiers. She slipped a hand into her pouch. All this long journey, she had tied knot after knot in her mind, from the most innocuous to the most vicious. It was time to choose.